This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
www.noattacks.org. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're happy.
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Hey, who that, man, this what you been waiting for? I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, no, cause now I'm getting hot enough to we want to stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television, and did I fail the mission? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn, then I redecorated. That mean my table turned. Live life, might as well, only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that, that got that flame? Who that, that got that flame? Who that, that got that flame? So don't worry about my name. I got a flame.
All right. You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Welcome to your Friday. We've made it to the weekend. Memphis, we're happy to be here. We're going to get you through. It's July 19th. And look, we can be crying about this if you want to. Tiger Woods is not coming. Johnny made it official before our show. They broke the news. Tiger Woods not coming. 47 of the world's top 50 golfers, though, expected to attend next week for the WGC. St. Jude Invitational, FedEx St. Jude Invitational, will be a great event. Yes. My co-host, a little saddened, a little bit sad that Tiger's not coming. John, I think we're going to be okay.
Yeah, no. We're going to be okay. I'm good.
Are you for real?
No, I'm good.
Because right, you will get emotional on the radio.
I'm telling myself that it's, how many of the top golfers are coming?
47.
47.
Okay. At least right now, I think we could get a couple more.
Yeah, we're waiting on Molinari and somebody else. I can't remember who the other one was. I'm gonna be strong, man. I'm gonna be strong for
you. How do you not remember the other one was? It's your guy.
Oh, Ricky Fowler.
Thank you.
Yeah, Ricky
Fowler. The guy that dresses like you would dress if you were a professional
like
golfer. And you pulled it on out of there. You got it out. We had to, you know. We got it.
You really do know how to communicate with me. It's kind of unbelievable.
We pulled it out of that crazy brain of yours. It was up there. It was floating around. We got it out of the cloud.
You speak my language, yes. Man. You it's really a gift.
Holding out hope that Fowler's coming for you, John.
Yes. That would be fun. He's obviously a fun golfer. You know, you'd like to have him in the event.
He'd be dressed in some neon color, yeah.
Yeah, Tiger Woods isn't coming.
Oh, stop, dude.
Well, I mean, we
this
have to.
We're not off to a good start. You heard my,
you have, you know, to give people a chance to grieve, though. Okay. I mean, what we can't do is pretend like it is meaningless.
Or tell people how long they should grieve or not, you know, not grieve over this. I guess you're right.
Well, the good thing is I knew he wasn't coming yesterday.
Yeah, we kind of felt it yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I know there were other people here who were holding out hope, and really it wasn't anything. It wasn't based in knowing anything. It was just them hoping against hope that Tiger would still make it. And honestly, once he took that first shot yesterday, you know, that first drive, and he's coming up, grimacing.
That's when you knew, wasn't it?
I mean, you're just not going to press the issue if you're not feeling well. Now, obviously, he had a better day today but still missed the cut.
Yeah, I was actually hopeful that better day might lead to better day, still missing the cut might lead to, oh, I feel okay. And then we got the, I just want to go home.
Yeah, he's ready to go home and shut it down for a couple weeks. And only
we'll get him in the future. This isn't dead. You know, Tiger to Memphis isn't dead. You got the WGC now. So you've got more opportunity than you've ever had to get him here. That said, it should be a great event next week.
Alan Shipnuck of golf.com wrote a column yesterday, and do you happen to know what the headline of that column was?
Oh, Tiger not going to Memphis.
No.
I've been reading that a lot.
Is this the beginning of the end for Tiger?
How many times have we asked that question?
He's playing on borrowed time. Except this time, like, it might actually be, I mean, come on, he's, you know, it might actually be true this time. Now, I'm going to be optimistic and say that ultimately he will make it to Memphis at least once. You're right, the tournament's not going anywhere.
Well, just haven't we counted, we've done this before, though, where we counted him out, right? Said he'd never win again, looks bad. Like, you know, and you might be right, John, you might be on to something. It's particularly with where he is with his health right now and just getting through,
right?
Frankly. You're talking about coming off of a layoff here, a long layoff, and getting back, and you're not right. So that's, to your point, not a good sign. But he's shown bad signs before, come back, bounce back. I'm not ready to count Tiger out just yet in terms of it's over.
Yeah,
hopefully you'll get him.
Unfortunately, he will not be here next week, but 47, at least 47 of the top 50 are going to be here, which means, listen, there's not going to be a guy you've never heard of that wins it. I think that's kind of a cool thing. You know, you don't have to sort of get yourself up for a guy you've never heard of winning the tournament like in years past at the FedEx St. Jude. You know, there would be years where you didn't even know who the guy was, right? You're going to know who
Well, you didn't know who he was. Well, and me too, honestly, yes.
Yeah, I mean, because
like, don't speak for all of us.
Well, a lot of people, a lot of people would not have known, you know, the winner of the FedEx St. Jude in a given year. But they'll know the winner of the WGC because it is that prestigious of an event, and it won't include Tiger, but we will move forward. We will move forward. Here's what we've got going on the show today. It's a big show. Looking forward to it. At 11:25, we're going to be joined by Darius Washington. Darius Washington is going to join us. He, of course, is a former Memphis Tiger. He is playing on that Memphis TBT team.
Mm-hmm. One of them.
Yeah, you're right. There are two now. He is playing on, I guess you'd say, the main one.
Yeah, the first one. I think they're Bluff City, if I'm not mistaken. There's a new team, Team 901, that they'll be playing tonight, 8:30, as a matter of fact, over at El Morone.
Very
that's
controversial.
That's got Willie Kemp on it.
Very controversial that they're
It's family. Now you got to get through family to advance.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit different. Again, not sure who all is on that Team 901. Maybe we can find out a little bit more from Will. Just know that Willie Kemp's on there. University of Memphis announced that the team that had intended to be here to play Bluff City's out. Team 901 in, so a Memphis team will advance, John, or put it, a Memphis-based team will advance tonight to Sunday's next round.
Yeah, so we will have Darius Washington on the show. We will talk to him about...
I know what you want to ask him about.
About everything, about his career, about coming back to Memphis, about playing on this team. So a lot to get to with Darius Washington. We will do that at 11:25. We may be joined in studio by Earl Barron as well. And when Earl Barron joins us, we will clear the way. We will clear the way for... Texas Hold'em talk.
Poker talk.
Yeah.
Do I just need to get out of
Texas
here?
Texas Hold'em talk. No, I think you need to stay in here so that you can learn.
Earl, real good. You were pointing out, man. I'm hoping he's coming. Around 11:45 is sort of the plan. But he's real good about the poker face. You have no idea where you stand with Earl Barron.
Yeah.
He may not. He asked for the address.
Yes.
I'm hoping that's a good sign.
Yes. So we will we may or may not talk to Earl Barron.
Clarksdale, right?
Yeah. Yeah, who knows? And then at 12:25, Greg Buckner will be in studio. We'll talk some NBA with him.
Cool.
A lot has happened in the league since we last had Greg Buckner in studio. We will talk to him at 12:25. And then at 1:25, Will Coleman will join us, former Memphis Tiger Will Coleman. This is going to be a very Memphis Tiger-centric. Yes, exactly. He will join us in advance of their game tonight. So that is the show today. I was driving around listening. I don't want to go a step further before we address your anniversary dinner. Now, I know this is probably not something that you want to do because it is about you. But
you got something smart to say.
I don't have anything smart to say.
You heard me talking about I got Olive Garden at the house for my 10th anniversary.
I don't. Did you get a steak?
Not up to your standards.
Did you get a steak from Olive Garden?
You better believe it, with some fettuccine on the side. Had some zucchini as well with it.
Now, I will tell you, I did not.
And they did it up for us.
I did not realize that you could get steak at Olive Garden.
I'm about to call you a word. I'm not going to use it anymore.
I did not really.
What are you talking about?
Mills, did you know you can get steak at Olive Garden?
Yeah, Mills. I had no idea.
Give me a break. I thought you were a man of the people, Mills. How do you not know you can get
a
steak at Olive Garden?
A lot of times. Yeah,
are you getting them Ernerton and Hazel cow steaks from Olive Garden?
Bro, how dare you? Olive Garden is a quality steak. And I know you guys will get on me about how it's cooked, but again, you'd put that right there with a lovely place we were talking about yesterday, Longhorn. I was talking about this with
well
Jeff. Outback, all that's around the same category, and that's where I'm, you know.
So
I'm
you got a well-done steak from Olive Garden.
You better believe it. Folks,
like
were tweeting
them. What was it, a strip or something?
A little 6 ounce.
Okay.
6 ounce what?
Man, I killed it. A little filet.
Oh, you got a 6 ounce filet?
Yeah.
From Olive Garden.
If I'm not mistaken.
Well done.
That's what it was, 6 ounces. And I tore through that thing.
Well, that's not that much.
People like to say, you know, make their judgments on you because of how you get, how you like your meat cooked.
Yeah, but I'm getting a little defensive
about it because it comes up every week over here at 92.9 FM ESPN. Not on just this show, other shows.
No, because you got a steak from Olive Garden. That's why.
With fettuccine on the side, John.
Okay, that's great. That should have been the main dish. What happened in your life to where you felt like you wanted to order a steak from Olive Garden? I mean, let's just go back to the first time, because clearly it's not the first time.
I don't understand this. I don't understand the interrogation
here. It's an Italian restaurant.
The Inquisition. What do you mean?
It's not a steakhouse.
Did you hear me say I got the fettuccine, bro?
Yes.
All right. Well, I wanted a little well-cooked, well-done meat along with it. Okay, because that fettuccine, I didn't get it with chicken.
You can get, yeah, exactly. So you didn't.
I had it as a side item.
Okay.
Yeah, and again, I just wanted a well-done steak last night, and I didn't need anything with it. Most of y'all think, well, it's so overcooked, you got to put something with it, right? Because all the juice has been cooked out, and didn't need A1 or anything. Thank you, Olive Garden.
Now, look,
they did it up for our 10th anniversary. My wife went and got it and brought it home.
This is number 10.
It is number 10. A lot of you will judge me based on the fact that we had Olive Garden. I had my wife bring the Olive Garden home for our 10th anniversary. But, John, they did it up for us, gave us the extra butter, the extra bread. Once she told, and I can't imagine.
Need it.
I can't imagine the woman's face when my wife told her, this is what we're doing for our 10th. She probably said, whoa, that is sad. But she loaded us up.
Yeah.
And gave us extra bread, and it was a great night.
That's awesome.
At home.
I'm glad.
Thank you. I knew you. You just want to make fun.
No,
I'm happy here being the butt of the joke, John. If that's what you need.
I just don't know
to
why.
To feel better.
I don't know what
about
went
your life
wrong where you ordered a steak ever. I mean, honestly, Jason, you just make too much money for that. I'm gonna just put it out there. I'm gonna put it out there. A steak from Olive Garden. You know. I'm telling the truth.
You know, I just spent all my money last week. You know that. I spent it in Vegas in the Louis Vuitton store. Thank you. Okay? So we're trying to get through.
Okay.
We're a middle-class family, okay? And we're just trying to make it work, John. And what works for us may not work for others.
Well, yeah.
As my wife said.
Well, when you called that order in to Olive Garden.
Well, she called it in.
And when she called it in and she said that she wanted a steak, they had to yell in the back. Some steak back there.
Man, you crazy.
They did. Because that's not on the menu.
Olive Garden patrons, if there's one out there, listening,
a good restaurant, bro.
Please take the time. Just tweet at John Martin that you had a good steak from there. Now, maybe you didn't have it well done. Maybe your palate, you like it rare, you like it medium, however
you
John likes it.
You get Italian
but you got
food
your,
at Olive Garden.
Tell this man that there are good steaks at Olive Garden. Thank you.
That was my wife and I, our first day was at Olive Garden.
Oh, and you got some Italian.
Yes. That's what you do there.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I got some good steaks in the back.
All right. Well, clearly you will get a steak anywhere you go. That's what that says to me. You will get a steak.
And well done. So how low on the...
No,
on the respect totem pole, am I, John?
No,
you're gonna put me on down there.
You will not do it.
Put me out like a cigarette butt, bro.
I will not put you out. You put yourself out. Okay. Happy 10th anniversary, Jason.
Thanks. It was a long-winded way of just saying happy anniversary.
Well, I just wanted to get to the bottom of it. All right. So there's a sheet was left for me.
Yes, the quotes.
A sheet was left for me here in studio, and I'm gonna do this again so people can hear it.
It's like Jeff Show.
Like a real. It really is. And this is what the sheet says. No Memphis for Tiger. Quote, I'm going to take a couple weeks off and get ready for the playoffs. I just want some time off, try to get away from it. I just want to go home. That was given to us breaking news on 92.9, powered by Radio.com Sports, brought to you by the 2019 Mercedes-Benz A-Class. Now, you are determined to not let us shed a tear over this.
It's not the same Tiger that dominated for years. It's, you know what I'm – obviously, we know that's common sense. So. Yes, I can't be honest with you, with our listeners, and say I'm not disappointed he's coming. He's not coming.
Yeah.
Because I absolutely am disappointed he's not coming. But to sit here, it feels like a slap in the face, sort of, to number one, to FedEx, to everybody that spent the money to make this thing happen, to the other, you know, for the golfers, they do this thing all the time. They know the Tiger effect and that, you know, sort of how cities write about it when he does and all that. But just for my city, I hate to sort of say, well, this is the make or break, even hint at that there's so much disappointment there. Well, now it's not a success. Give me a break. this is still, we were asking Jeff about it yesterday. We did so much. Where does this go if you got Tiger? Let's go right there with Lennox Lewis Tyson. Absolutely, it does. Right there, biggest sporting events we've ever had in our city.
Yep.
I still think, John, we were asking Jeff the question, without him, it's still one of the biggest sporting events we've ever had. Calkins made the point this morning. He was out there for the event at Southwind last night. 16 is the most you've ever had out of the top 50 at here for our golf tournament. So to have 47 of 50, I just want to put it, that's still a win. It's still a win for Memphis. The place will be packed. They'll be selling again. Here's the other part. It's not like it's over forever.
Yeah.
The WGC, huge event, 50 of the world's top golfers, the 50 top golfers, you're going to have a chance to get them again.
Yes.
All hope is not lost. And again, it's not exactly like you'd be going out there to watch Tiger dominate, looking at what we just saw over Northern Ireland. I mean, he's coming off a big layoff. His body's hurting. How good would he have been? We would have all watched, no question. But we're still going to see some great golf and most of the world's top golfers next week. You and I will be out there on Thursday and Friday with our golf questions.
Yes, that is very true. All of what you said
is that right?
I mean, no, right? I mean, listen.
You can't cry too long over this.
No, you can't cry too long. And I would even say this. Like, if Tiger had not won the Masters, right, if he had not won the Masters this year, I don't think we would even, like, we would not obsess over it the way we kind of have.
No, you're right.
It's the fact that Tiger saw a bit of a resurgence, right? Like, mm-hmm. The fact that Tiger, not only did he play his way back into the top 50 from when the time that this event was announced.
Right, he's like five.
He's awesome again,
exactly.
It feels like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At least for a time, you know, for a time this year, he was awesome.
Oh,
he won the freaking Masters. I mean, he provided what will go down arguably as the best moment in sports in 2019, right? Tiger coming all the way back from all the turmoil in his life, and he's winning the Masters, and he's hugging his kids, and like,
it's pretty special. You know, I guess that is better, Kawhi and all that.
Yeah, I mean,
the kid thing especially too, with him having the dad hug, and then they all transposed it with the kid hug.
Well, what do we love in America more than a damn comeback story? It doesn't matter what you're coming back from, right? Whether it's self-inflicted or whether it's injury or in this case, it was actually all of those things, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so it really was the perfect storm. And I do think it's probably so far the story in sports in 2019. And I think that's a big reason why that, you know, it wasn't Tiger in 2012, right? Where he was just kind of like muddling through and wasn't he won the Masters this year,
yes,
you know?
Yes.
And so it is disappointing in that sense, even
good
if
point.
He's having he obviously missed the cut at the British Open. I still think that's why we sort of got to where we got with him. But yes, I mean, it's obviously going to be a good event, you know. Will it be the same? It can't be the same, you know, because when Tiger goes to an event, you know, typically the numbers bear out that the numbers are 50% or 100% better than they would have been year to year without Tiger.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you know, if you are a fan of golf or if you're just a supporter of Memphis in general, you're going to be out there regardless.
Well, let me tell you, let me break it down to you this way, John, because I know we like to keep it about you and apply it to you and your situation. You wasn't going to interview Tiger Woods if he was coming anyway on this show. And neither was I. We weren't interviewing Tiger Woods. Nothing was going to change for us. We were still going to be under the tent interviewing everybody but Tiger Woods. And so you weren't going to get him if he was here, John. You weren't going to get him, and you're not going to get him now. So take your selfishness out of it.
Absolutely.
And let's move on, baby.
Yeah, exactly. So I understand, and you know, we'll be out there Thursday and Friday. You know, so
look forward to it, man.
Yeah, I mean,
well, like I said, we got a break in the weather. It's low mid 80s next week. I mean, for July in Memphis, come on, we're gonna make the most of it, John.
And yeah,
we're gonna be the example.
Yeah,
we're gonna be the example.
That is the idea. That is the idea. So, there you go. Tiger Woods is not playing, but life will go on. Life will go on as it always does. All right, when we come back, Darius Washington is gonna join us. Obviously, Darius Washington, very cool story. He is back in Memphis tonight. He is back in Memphis tonight playing.
Putting that Memphis team out last year.
He is on campus.
He came from the dark side to the right side.
Do you think this will be his first time physically on campus since he left?
I can't remember any other time he's been on campus. So I'm guessing it is.
Yeah.
He was over there in the Lori Walton last night. Penny had opened up the building for him to practice and saw him over there. He looked good.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, I imagine this is, if not, you know, in terms of being back on campus, and if not the first time, it's right there. It's a few cents.
Yeah, so
just can't remember him being up there much.
A lot of people think that his career ended, you know, with the free throws.
I know.
That is the, you know, and I've kind of been guilty of that. But the next year they came back and they got to the Elite Eight.
And it really starts the run, John.
Yeah, yeah.
And we define him so much, and hopefully, you know, get a chance to talk to him without him, you know, without wearing him out about it. But it seems to me like we define him more on those free throws in a year that, right, if you hit the free throws, you beat Louisville, you go to the tournament, more so than we do on the guy that actually led the team in scoring in the Elite Eight loss to UCLA. He was the only guy that scored double figures in that game. And that, ladies and gentlemen, really was the start of the run, of the historic run for John and for this Memphis program. Darius is right at the head of that thing.
Yep.
With Kearney, if I'm not mistaken, all those guys. Kearney was a teammate of his.
No doubt.
And so it just feels like we give him – we focus more on that failure, that missed free throw, than we do on him sort of being a part of the – when this thing really jumped off, started getting hot.
Yeah. So yep. We will talk to Darius Washington about all of that and more when we talk to him next. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
You've heard of the Carpenter Art Garden, right? And all the wonderful things it does for the underprivileged young people in Binghamton? Well, now the Carpenter Art Garden hires kids from the neighborhood as staff. That's due in part to a grant from Triumph Bank. And this summer, a group of volunteers from Triumph Bank will be working with the Carpenter Art Garden to teach a 6-week course on financial education and literacy. Think about all the things you know that you take for granted. How to set up a checking account, how to use a debit card, how to budget, and how to save. Triumph Bank understands it's impossible to build any kind of financial future without these basic skills. So they've put together a team of volunteers, which includes the CEO of the bank, Will Chase, by the way, to make sure the kids at the Carpenter Art Garden have the knowledge and the access that they need. That's why Triumph Bank is a different kind of bank, and that's how the people at Triumph Bank treat everyone who steps through their doors. So go to their website at triumphbank.com. They're invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
Tennessee, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You send a congratulatory text to your newly promoted boss, but autocorrect changes it to something unintended.
Oh, no.
You couldn't save yourself from autocorrect gone horribly wrong, but you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your smartphone's word choice is becoming your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even has a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Ooh.
And has been helping people save money for over 75 years.
Huh.
And now, all you can do is watch the ... response bubble and wait. But you don't have to wait on savings. Your local Geico agent could help you save even more.
You couldn't save yourself from autocorrect, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
So you're thinking about quitting smoking, but you don't know how, or maybe you're worried about gaining weight once you do stop smoking. Well, what if I told you you could tackle both issues at the same time? That's right. UT Health Science Center is recruiting for a new research study called Fit and Quit to help you quit smoking and stay healthy. Participants receive phone-based treatment and 6 months of Chantix at no cost. The Fit and Quit program is designed to help you quit smoking and not gain weight in the process. And did I mention 6 months of Chantix at no cost? So if you're ready to get on the path to a healthier you, just give them a call, 901-448-2000. That's 901-448-2000. What are you waiting for? It is time to get fit and quit. Give them a call now, 901-448-2000, 901-448-2000.
In baseball, these are the moments that bring us to our feet.
But the most important moment happens when we all stand together.
United for a great cause.
We once again join our partners Stand Up to Cancer in reaffirming a commitment to the fight against cancer. Since 2008, Major League Baseball, its fans, players, and coaches have delivered a powerful, determined message that we, together, will defeat cancer.
I'm Matt Damon.
I'm Candace Patton.
Joe Manganiello.
Jordana Brewster.
Zachary Levi.
I'm Uzo Aduba.
Cancer has in some way touched all of us.
So join Major League Baseball and Stand Up to Cancer as we stand in honor of all loved ones affected by this disease.
Visit standuptocancer.org/MLB.
Stand up with us.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Not a big summer guy. Too hot. Not a big winter guy either. Too cold. My favorite season? Safety season. Because it's every season, 24/7, 365. For all things safety, I trust Grainger. Grainger's safety experts have the safety solutions and expertise to help keep your facility safe and your people safer all year long. Seasons may change, but Grainger's always got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by for all things safety. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
What do you think about the Chandler Parsons trade?
Man, I would have taken the mascot. Are you kidding me? There's nobody that I wouldn't take. Is anybody willing to take Parsons for us? Okay, that's all I can say. Elated. I'm ordering stuff from Amazon Prime today.
It's the Jason and John Show. Weekdays, 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Let's up your life with Let's.
Experience the difference of a Spartan mower. Spartan not only looks amazing on and off the lawn, it's packed with standard features like GT Track for precision traction, balance, and control, with optional features like radial front tires and an all-new 360 floating seat for an incredibly comfortable ride. Take command of your yard. Take command of your time. Take command of your life by joining one of the fastest-growing mower companies in the world, Lads, for your zero-turn and golf car needs.
Lads, up your life with Lads. Lads, up your life.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Lunchtime in Memphis, it's feeling like Wing Guru time. I tell you this three times a week. Head on over to the Wing Guru. We got two locations, 5699 Mount Moriah or 7199 Stage Road. Two great locations. Going to get the same great wings at both. Party hole, boneless, however you like them. You're going to get them with the best premium flavors, not just in Memphis, in this country.
That's right.
You going to back me up on that or
yeah,
not?
Yeah, no, I mean, not that you need it necessarily, but I will. Honey Suicide, Garlic Sriracha, Spicy Taco, 901, Nashville Hot. I mean, it's all out there. Whatever your flavor is for the weekend, they got it out there at the Wing Guru, and it is amazing.
Try his catfish. Try his gourmet burger. You will find it to be just as delightful. I'm talking about Billy Richmond, the former Tiger basketball player turned chicken house entrepreneur. When you see him over the Wing Guru, you please tell him that Jason and John sent you.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN, and as promised, his name is Darius Washington. He's a former Memphis Tiger. He is back in Memphis tonight playing for one of the Memphis teams in the TBT. He joins us now. D-Wash, what's up, man?
How you doing?
Man, everything is good.
Appreciate you.
Is this your first time, or is it going to be your first time back on campus since you left Memphis?
Yep, my first time going to be on the Memphis campus since I left.
What'd you think of that facility, man? Lots changed since you left. What'd you think of that facility they're in now?
Oh yeah, it's great. It's totally different from the Fitness Center when we're when I was here with Calipari. It's definitely different, but it gives you a sense of determination and hunger, you know, just the feel of it.
Do you feel a part of it, D-Wash? Because when you walk through there, you'll see your name. You'll see other guys' names. And, you know, I know a lot of – we talk a lot about the free throws, and I'm sure we'll ask you all about it. But you were part of that 06 team, goes to the Elite Eight, and right after that, we were talking about before we had you on, that's where everything really takes off for Cal, for this Memphis program. Do you feel a part of that, like sort of a part of that foundation to help build that building, you know what I mean, just in a way?
Definitely. I'm a part of the Memphis history.
Absolutely.
Everything that they got now, you know, always, you know, reflects on the past. You know, rather it's, you know what I'm saying, it is basketball. So, you know, you want to have highs and lows, and, you know, that's just part of life, you know. But I don't regret nothing. You know, I'm even excited to put on a uniform that has Memphis Bluff on it.
Yeah, I admire that, brother. I admire that, especially the no regrets. I got to ask you honestly, man, just in the flesh, I want to ask it a different way because I know I've seen it. Everybody's asking about the free throws, and you get it every time from Memphis fans. Do you ever get tired of folks asking you about it, almost as if, like, that's the moment, like, that's the moment we define your career. Like I'm talking about, 06, you're the leading scorer in that game against UCLA in the Elite Eight. Do you ever get tired of answering questions about the free throws?
No, it's just, I mean, you know, because sometimes people want an insight, you know, on, you know, what was going through my mind at the moment.
Yes, sir.
How did I, you know, bounce back? Because, you know, I think a lot of people are more intrigued about, like, yeah, this happened, but it didn't stop his hunger, his determination. He's still playing 13 years in the game. You know, anybody else, you know what I'm saying, that could have ended a lot of people's career right then.
Yes, sir.
So, I mean, I think people ask me that, you know, they see how I just keep moving and my life is just keep going up. And they're like, wow, like, what happened?
There's a lesson there. I'm with you.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's a lesson. So, you know, sometimes people want to know just for their insight, you know?
Yeah.
D-Wash, how long was it before you were able to really just, maybe it's something that you never fully put out. It's just, it's a part of you now. But how long did it take for you to, like, really be able to 100% move forward with your life after it happened?
I mean, probably that night, you know, that night. That's why I tell people, like, if the city didn't embrace me how they did, it might have took a little longer.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I was already hard on myself, you know, and then just the city alone and just the fans and the residents of the city just showed me so much love, you know, and I think that made my healing process a little faster.
You know, I mean, what was it? You know, because I think a lot of people in your position there would have, you know, I mean – maybe walked away and never really looked back. You know, you're back in Memphis now. I mean, what was it about the whole situation that sort of enabled you to not only continue but come back next year, go to an Elite Eight? I mean, you finished with a really good career. What helped you do that?
You know, it was just part of the, you know, I just, you know, when I sat down and realized it's just part of the game. You know, it's no different than when Chris Webber called a timeout, you know, with the Fab Five, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of, you know, it just, you know what I'm saying? And I watched that game, you know, when he did that, he was a freshman, you know what I'm saying? So it just, you know, it just happened, you know, and I just, you know, put it behind me. I didn't forget about it. I just put it behind me and I just, you know, made that as more motivation for the next following season, which is my sophomore season. You know, I wasn't going to let it just, because I was still young, you know?
Right.
So, you know, I had millions of games to play ahead of me. So one game is not going to define the person who I am.
There it is.
We are, of course, talking to Darius Washington, former Memphis Tiger, going to be back on campus for the first time tonight playing for one of the Memphis teams in the TBT. You mentioned this is going to be your first time. You saw the facility. It's going to be your first time sort of back on campus since you left. Was that sort of intentional on your part? Like, were you just professionally playing and you had kind of moved on with your life? Like, Was it by design or just so happened that, you know, it took this long for you to get back to campus?
No, I just mean, you know, it my schedule never really matched up to come back here. You know, I have a son and I have my family. So, you know, I'm back and forth in and out of the country, you know, so I come back and I'm traveling with my son at AAU. So then by the time I look up, it's time for me to get back on the flight to head back to Europe. So it's just, you know, but, you know, this year, you know, I just decided to play with, you know, my alumni team, you know what I'm saying? So it was, you know, so that's why I just decided to come, you know, just to show my face back into the city that showed me love when I was down, you know?
Man, I'm gonna fast forward a year now. I'm going to take you to the Elite Eight, where it's so hard to score in that game against UCLA. Like I said, I'm looking at it now. You're the only Tiger in double figures in that game with 13 points. Man, how often do you think about that one? That was a rock fight. Why was it so hard to score in that game?
I have no idea. You know, like I said, it's part of the game. Like some games you come out and you just can't miss a shot. Some games you come out and you can't make a shot. So I think that I just think they called us on the, you know, on the right night that we weren't clicking, you know, and they beat us, you know, and sometimes the better team doesn't always win.
Right.
You know, sometimes, you know, you can get injuries. You can not make shots. You know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes it's just the lid is on the rim. You know, and it's just not, you know, falling your way that night. And you have to just tell your head up high and just walk out. You know what I'm saying? And
Yes, sir. And
all we did, you know, but I know that our effort was there. But it just, we didn't want to score. You know, and it happens like that sometimes, and I mean, it's part of the game.
Yeah. When you think about, like we're asking you about the free throws, we're asking you about the UCLA loss, which are also moments just still so fresh in Tiger fans' memories. What were the highs, Darius? When you think about the highs and the height of it, when the time you were enjoying it the most, some of those moments, man, what are some of those moments you think about? I know beating Bradley to get to UCLA had to be there because you're going to the Elite Eight, but for you, the highlights of it, playing with Rodney, all of it, what are the great parts you think about?
I mean, just as far as just, like, playing Memphis basketball, you know, no one, you know, every game that we won or lost, we played the way we wanted to play. Mm-hmm. Now, rather the outcome was a bad outcome, we still played the Memphis basketball, which was tough and running and gunning, you know, and just playing with those guys, running the break, throwing it to Rodney, he's taking off from the free throw line, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's ain't no worse for that.
Yeah,
it's priceless, you know, and those are memories that no one can erase, you know, it's just, you know, it was there, and that foundation has built this foundation now to this day, and now Penny's taking it over, and I know he's going to take it to a new height.
Yeah. Do you still talk to Cal, Darius? Y'all still close?
Yeah, I talk. Yeah, he when he comes down to Orlando to recruit, you know, I might see him in the gym and bump against him, and we talk about it, you know, talk about him in Kentucky and the Memphis days, and, you know, then, of course, he asked me about some kids, you know, that he might be recruiting and stuff like that, and I get my insight and, you know, tell him that if they can handle the John Calipari that Coach Meek, you know. So besides that, yeah, I me and Cal talk here and there.
What was that Cal like behind the scenes? We you know, we'd see him in front of the cameras and all that, but would he? I mean, would he curse you out? Make you know what I'm saying? He had the way of pulling it out of you, and we'd see him. He'd curse folks left and right. Darius, what was that relationship like? Fire and ice?
It's two words: tough love.
Yes, sir.
Tough love. He's gonna praise you when you do good, but when you do bad, he's gonna rip you a new one. So so in the end of the day, you know, you have to take that as a positive, because if he didn't care, he wouldn't, you know, be such aggressive and have so much passion towards his players.
Yeah.
You know, and I watch it with Kentucky. He's still the same way.
He's
a little older, but he's still the same way.
That's right.
Yep. We are, of course, talking to former Memphis Tiger Darius Washington here on Jason and John. D-Wash, got to ask you, man, obviously, you know, you grew up sort of around those parts. Penny Hardaway was a member of the Orlando Magic. How much of an advantage is it for Memphis to have him as the coach, you know, with his shoe, with his brand, with, you know, everything that he did in the league? How much of an advantage is it for the program to have a guy like Penny leading the program?
That's a big advantage. You know, like, he's a Hall of Famer. You know, I mean, his days in Orlando, you know, he was the man in the city. You know, especially when he came out with the little Penny and had the 1 cent sign. You know, every kid, including myself, wanted that shoe, wanted to go to the games. You know what I'm saying? That team was a team that went to the finals, that beat Jordan. I want to say, if I'm mistaken. So, you know, those guys, you know what I'm saying? Like, so to have this Hall of Famer and this guy sit in your house and talk to you about joining his program is great. I mean, you don't get no better than that.
So last year I'm watching, Darius, I'm watching online, and I'm watching this Memphis TB team play, and I'm saying down, don't let Darius have it, and you hit the shot to put him out. So what? So now they got you from the dark side to the right side. What, did they reach out to you and say, Darius, you got to come help us this year? Did you reach out to them? How did it sort of work out that you're with the Memphis side this year?
Actually, you know, we kind of talked about it after the game. You know, I love the aggressiveness and the mentality they have. You know, and playing against them, it might sound crazy, reminded me on how practice was, because our practices used to be so intense. You know, I didn't play with all those guys, but just to have those guys, just to have those guys playing against me, I'm like, yo, this reminds me of, you know, back when I was at Memphis. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know,
yeah, man. Yeah.
Every player was, you know, from a different era. You know, I think besides me and Andre,
mm-hmm.
So everyone else played, you know,
Darnell Mack played different. Sean Taggart played somewhere else. I think he was on the team last year. Witherspoon, I'm sorry.
Yep,
you know, and Hunt was the coach. Antonio Anderson was the coach. You know, so mm-hmm. just playing against those guys reminded me of practice. So I was like, yo, I'm coming to play with you guys next year. So I kind of said it last year when we beat them. Like, right after the shot, I'm like, hey, save a spot for me next year because I'm coming to play with y'all guys.
Dig that. Dig that. And you have certainly been a man of your work. What's it take to win it, man? You guys went to the Super 16, that DRC team, last year. How tough is it to do? I think a lot of us Memphians, when we see these Memphis teams and all the talent that we put on them, you know, we just kind of assume, man, that thing's going to go and win, and yet we haven't been able to pull one out. We're hoping you get us over the hump. How tough is it, this tournament, all these former players, the style of play, the level of play? How high would you put it on everywhere you've been?
Honestly, and I'm not just saying this because I'm on a team, we definitely can get to Chicago.
All right.
We definitely, because we have all the pieces we need. Everyone everyone has the same mentality as far as, you know, they're not selfish, and everyone wants to play hard, and everyone is locked in on a defensive end. So we have all the problems. We have shooters. We have finishers. We have point guards, two guards that can play multiple positions. You know, so, you know, I think that we can make it to Chicago. And then from there, you know, we got to, you know, maybe regroup a little bit as far as our strategy. But this region, we have to protect our city. I mean, we have to.
There you go.
You know, so, I mean, we have all the pieces. It's up to us to, you know, play them the right way and make it happen.
No doubt.
Well, we're hoping it happens, brother.
Absolutely.
And happy you're on this side of it this year.
No doubt. D-Watch, yeah. Always good to catch up, man.
Appreciate your time, brother.
All right, thank you.
Thank you,
D. Washington. He is Darius Washington Jr., former Memphis Tiger, obviously, has moved on, which you love to hear, right? I mean, that's the great thing.
You know why? Because in talking to him, I realized why. And the answer really to my own question, I'm not blowing smoke here. The reason we look at it and it resonates so much with us is because we can all put ourselves in that position, sort of, you're in front of everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it's either success or failure individually in front of everyone. And how do you deal with it? Does it kill you? Does it kill your career? Or can you bounce back?
Yep.
We can, again, you know, we do these things and I talk about what we can draw from it. That's it. You can see the sort of bounce back, right? A moment where, I mean, it's almost like being in front of the world, right? And it's failure and you're being judged in a sense. That moment there, that low moment, we all have our low moments in whatever walk we're in. And so that we can all draw from, sort of that bounce back, because like I tell you, that's where you ultimately get judged. I mean, they've got their game tonight, 8:30 over at El Marone Fieldhouse. You know, and I would suggest everybody get out there if they can. You know, they're playing this team 901. They've got a squad. Will Coleman, we'll talk to a little bit later on. Chris Crawford, Adonis Thomas. They're playing for Memphis. This year it's at El Marone Fieldhouse, sort of a satellite. You finally got it here. And they'll, as Darius said, if they win the two this weekend, it's three. They've got to win session one is tonight, 8:30. Then they'll move on to Chicago, chance to win the $2 million. I hope they can get it done.
Yeah, lots more to come here on the show, including throwbacks, new throwbacks for the Memphis Grizzlies. Wow. We will get to that a little bit later in the show. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. One of the first things clients ask me is, what is my case worth? It depends on the injury, liability, and damages. And in most cases, it depends on the lawyer you hire. All lawyers are not the same. I would like to invite you to visit ForThePeople.com to see what your case might be worth. You will see injuries like yours, offers made by the insurance company, and verdicts made by juries. You will have an idea what your case may be worth in our hands. We try more cases than any firm in America every year, and that's important. Insurance companies know which law firms try cases and which firms settle cheap. Your case value is different in the hands of different lawyers. I've been around now a long time, fought countless battles. We are fighters who take on giants. In some cases, you hired your lawyer without doing your research, and you can just as quickly fire them if you now think you made a mistake. You only get one swing of the plate. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com.
JJ Hottail here. As an ex-professional race car driver, I'm used to taking risks, which isn't always so good when it comes to driving off the track.
Uh-oh.
But that's why I'm insured by Direct Auto and Life Insurance. I can get a great rate regardless of my driving history. They understand that nobody's perfect. Hello, officer. Save up to 25% with discounts at Direct Auto. Stop by a Direct Auto location, call 1-877-GO-DIRECT, or visit directgeneral.com today.
Direct General Group, Nashville. Rates vary, discounts subject to limitations, terms, and conditions. How you buy impacts cost.
There was James Wiseman crumpling his 7'1" body into the front seat of a Corvette. What was crazy is when I tweeted the picture, how many like Kentucky fans and other fans would reply at NCAA, you should look into this. And it's like, James Wiseman didn't own that Corvette. He doesn't even have a driver's license. That's even better. Yeah. He's been, you know, too busy unicorning or whatever.
Mark Giannotto, Jeffrey Wright, Giannotto and Jeffrey. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. 92.9 FM ESPN.
College can be hard, but every college dilemma can be met with a drawer of solutions. Library turns heat off after midnight. Meet the sweater drawer. Dining hall doesn't allow takeout. Meet the sweater drawer. Convincing yourself hacky sack is cool? Meet... Okay, sweaters can't solve everything, but with a mom dresser, you'll have enough space for any new hobby. Like didgeridoo, sheet music.
Get 20% off all mom chest of drawers. Offer valid for IKEA family members in U.S. stores only from July 17th through 28th. While supplies last. Visit your IKEA store or IKEA-USA.com for details. IKEA, make the dream yours.
Have you mixed your pain meds, your sleep meds, your allergy meds? Call the Poison Helpline. Has your child eaten a tube of toothpaste, a chip of paint, a wild mushroom? Call the Poison Helpline. Have you been bitten by a spider, a snake, an insect? Call the Poison Helpline. Poisonings can happen at the home, on the job, or in the great outdoors. Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. 1-800-222-1222. Save the number, save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I have goals. I work hard, and I won't let anything keep me from moving forward. That's why I signed up for My City Rides. For just $90 a month, I can lease to own a brand new motor scooter that gets me to school, work, and anywhere else I want to go. And since my scooter gets 89 miles per gallon, I'm not worried about gas prices. Just a little bit goes a long way. My scooter is reliable, affordable, and fun. No more waiting for a bus or a ride to pick me up. With my scooter from My City Rides, I go where I want, when I want, on a ride I own. My City Rides has everything I need to get started. They taught me how to ride, gave me a helmet, gloves, and a riding jacket, and they even take care of preventive maintenance for me. The best part is that when my lease is paid off, I get to own my ride and all the gear outright. My City Rides helps hardworking Memphians of all shapes and sizes own their independence. For just $90 a month, lease to own a brand new motor scooter. Learn more by going to MyCityRides.org. That's MyCityRides.org.
92.9's Giannotto and Jeffrey Show presents the 2019 Big Brothers Big Sisters Sports Ball Party at the Nike Factory on Saturday, July 20th. Go to 92.9ESPN.com now and get your tickets in the events section link. The 2019 Big Brothers Big Sisters Sports Ball from 92.9 FM ESPN.
We apologize for this Walmart grocery pickup commercial. Because while you can't see the groceries I'll describe, my words may make your stomach growl loud. Get the baby carrots you crunch and the sweet ripe berries that make your mouth water. And now you can order online and get free curbside pickup, freshness guaranteed. So pick up these delicious things without even leaving your car. Sorry, that was my stomach. Walmart grocery pickup, $30 minimum. Restrictions apply. If you're not happy with your order, contact customer care for a refund.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
So if you know you're going to ask, which, let's be honest, at this juncture in your relationship, you probably know whether you're going to ask or not. And if you're not going to ask, you should just break it off, because there's no point in continuing. Let's just be clear about that. If you are going to ask, there's no better time than right now, because the Summer of 1,000 Engagements is going on at Robert Irwin Jewelers. That means you get 20 to 40% off all engagement rings. Great financing options. You can spend $1,500 or more, get a free vacation, register to win a four-night cruise. Bigger, brighter diamonds over at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
John, did you know diamonds are like snowflakes? No two are alike.
Yes.
Now, I stole that. That ain't my saying. It's Howie's saying over at Robert Irwin Jewelers, the diamond expert. Two diamonds can have the exact same lab grade, but when you see them side by side, one's going to sparkle more than the other. You find two diamonds with similar lab reports, one will clearly be brighter. That's why you need a jeweler that knows his diamonds. It's why you need Howie. Head over to Robert Irwin Jewelers Jewelers.com or Facebook.com/RI Jewelers. You can see all of the upcoming Summer of 1,000 engagement events at RIJ. 4 locally owned locations. Howie's waiting on you. You're going to trust him as soon as he starts talking to you. Follow him on Facebook and Instagram or on Twitter at RI Jewelers.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. All right, so late last night on Twitter, as a matter of fact, I saw a report. I'm going to call it a report because it appears to be, at least whoever it is claiming that it is credible. It is from Fast Break Breakfast.
Suspect.
It is a suspect.
How many followers?
6,522. Okay, so, I mean, this person appears to be, somewhat legitimate, right? I mean, they have a following.
Mm-hmm.
They tweeted late last night at 9:45 that a team source confirms to Fast Break Breakfast that the Grizzlies will wear Vancouver Grizzlies throwbacks for selected games in 2019-20. Official team jersey reveal in August. So next month there will be a team jersey reveal of these Vancouver Grizzlies jerseys, obviously with the Memphis name on them instead of Vancouver, of course.
So like these?
Yeah, exactly. Those are exactly the ones. Is you in or is you ain't?
I know throwbacks a big thing, and look, I got throwbacks. I like throwbacks, but I'm going to say something here and sue me if you want to, John. Maybe it's blasphemy. I was never a fan of those uniforms. I didn't buy those colors, those uniforms, the Vancouver Grizzlies colors. They were ugly. The uniform was ugly. I always thought that much. Now I'm a fan of bringing back the old and the retro, and you know what I'm saying. But I can't sit up here and tell you I'm going to be all excited, dude, because that's ugly.
Do you mind
and
if I
go right ahead and take a shot at that? And that ain't hater either, brother. I just didn't find them all that attractive.
I got to open a drink for this one because this is going to – we're going to get into some deep-rooted feelings.
I can tell because I know how highly you think of these things. You just keep it respectful.
The first – this might be an unpopular opinion. I don't know. I have no idea if this is an unpopular opinion or not. But the first Grizzlies uniforms, right, when they came to Memphis, the black, the teal, the red color scheme.
Yeah.
Those were better than the current ones.
Those are the best jerseys they've ever worn, in my opinion.
So it's not an unpopular opinion?
I love those jerseys.
Like, I think they're even better than the Beale Street Blue.
Show me one.
100%.
The first Grizzlies?
Not what I just showed you. These are Vancouver
Grizzlies. No, those
Grizzlies
are Vancouver.
Uniforms.
Yeah, okay.
Yes,
so
these are like, turquoise.
Red, and teal, and then they had like a white, red, and teal.
Exactly.
No, I think I know what you're talking about, and I want to agree with you, but I want to make sure I'm right on the look. Yes. A picture of Wren right there, yes.
When I think about those jerseys, I think about Lorenzo Wright, honestly.
You think about Lorenzo Wright, Jay Will and that thing?
Yeah. Honestly, I miss the old Grizzlies logo. Like, with the bear and the claw. Like, I miss those.
Now, have we brought those back before? Though.
No. I do not think so.
No. Well, no.
The MLKs were kind of
right.
close.
That's why it's kind of close.
But not these.
What I wasn't sure of. So, why not bring those back? That's Memphis Grizzlies retro, kind of in a way. And I know our history ain't like the rest of the NBA's history, but I prefer that. I'll go either way here. Again, I'm not a guy that gets crazy about uniforms, but I would prefer those, John. I'm with you. I liked that look.
Yeah.
It's the old young pal in them things.
Yeah. I mean, listen, that to me is, like, that's the thing about it. Vancouver, I understand, like, there's a little bit of history there. And there are, like, I'll see people out there wearing, like, Vancouver Grizzlies stuff. Like, throwback stuff is just popular. It just is.
Exactly.
I don't see any, like, first 2-3 years in Memphis throwback gear anywhere, you know? Like, I had a Jason Williams jersey. I had a red Jason Williams jersey, bro. What y'all know about that? Mm-hmm. How many of those were released? Not many. They never wore the red jersey,
did
they? We
know you had every color J. Will jersey.
You know what? I thought about buying a Slam magazine cover of Jason Williams T-shirt yesterday from Slam, but it was $38.
Still supporting that man's career.
Even new money couldn't do that. Did they ever wear the red jerseys, Mills?
I've got a red Powell jersey, and that's the only time I've really ever seen it. I don't know that they ever wore it. It may have been an alternate that they wore a couple times.
Yeah, they should wear those. They should bring those back. I want to see them wear the red ones. I want to see him wear the initial come to Memphis Grizzlies jerseys because to me those were like – I also think like, you know, nostalgia-wise, like I was 12, 13 years old. You know, it was a better time, much simpler time in life, right, when the Grizzlies came to town. It was all fresh and new, you know, and I just don't love the current color scheme. Like, I just don't love it.
There's something I want to get to with you. We're going to hold you accountable. I'm told by an inside source with the Grizzlies that when the opportunity came about, right, that the Grizzlies could move up in the lottery and possibly move up and select a Ja Morant.
Yep.
That a young man that I like to call New Money came on this air and talked to these listeners and said, if the Grizzlies get Ja Morant, Mills, this is what this young man said, I will buy season tickets. Is that man in this room today?
I don't know.
Is that man in this room today? Because it seems like something you remember saying.
Did I say
and
that?
And I want to say it's right.
Did I say that? I mean, did I say it? Do you remember me saying it?
Yes.
You do?
I'm thinking so.
Yeah.
In your face, you know, you would know if you said this, John. You're not just. Just run your mouth and you know what comes out?
Yes. I don't. It's possible. I
you
said
don't
it.
Remember or say. It,
so you're putting me on.
You
the
acknowledge
stand here.
That it is possible.
Oh, it is definitely possible.
Oh,
that
I'm
said
putting
it.
You on the stand, bro.
It is possible.
Because when a brother said he was gonna get hustle tickets, a brother had to get hustle tickets.
Nah.
So a brother said, "Ja coming.
You said
I'm getting
that.
Tickets."
Nobody made you say that. I mean, the hustle thing was absurd. That was outrageous.
Are you in on this team and ZZ climbing?
Well,
and the new moves.
You know, it depends.
Are you in on Ja Morant?
You know, my wife would obviously really love that. My wife would really love season tickets. You know, so I'll definitely, what I can tell you is that I'll look into it.
No, that's not good enough. Are you a man of your word?
I don't remember saying that.
But you would understand that if this was put together with a, hey, lost a bet, come to church, hadn't done it yet. If you stack this on top of it, hey, I'm buying season tickets if Ja Morant comes. And then you don't follow through. I start to see somewhat of a trend, John.
Right, now, hold on. In fairness, I still have. There was no end date on that.
There will never be an end date on the Lord.
Yes.
And you coming to talk to him?
There will never
at our church.
So that's.
That invitation will always be open for you.
Secondly,
you still haven't been though in that Khalil Mack trade a long time ago.
We still have 2 months before the season starts.
Okay.
So I still got time, right? So,
okay. Well,
as you said, there's always time for the Lord.
Uh huh.
There's no end date.
Never.
You know?
And so how about be here?
Okay, I don't remember.
Okay, you're going to use the I don't remember excuse. You think this source is lying to me inside the Grizz office?
Well, I think
they listen every day.
I think this source has a vested interest in me purchasing season tickets now, don't they?
Perhaps.
Yeah.
But again, I don't think this source would lie about something that, again, they listen daily about something you said on the radio and something that you yourself acknowledged that you probably did say.
It is possible. It is possible I said that.
Well, now, where are we buying them?
I need you to ask.
How close can we get?
I need you to ask that team source if they're going to bring back the original Memphis Grizzlies uniforms. Because if they do that, then I will definitely buy season 2.
Give me all. Now you're going to add another one, and then not follow through.
I'm gonna look into it, man.
All right. Well, I'm gonna stay on you about it, as you know.
So you agree though? You agree that they should try to bring back?
You thought this was going to be a little innocent jersey talk, throwback talk, didn't you?
That's what I was hoping.
No, this is accountability time, John. This is look in the mirror time.
But I would really love those jerseys if they came back. I'd buy them. They haven't really sold that many of them. Like, I haven't seen them sort of in the Grizzlies team store. They sell Vancouver stuff in the Grizzlies team store, you know? I need them to sell the first, you know, and I understand. Like,
I agree with you on that one.
I know there's something to be said for, like, okay, we're not that anymore. We've moved on, but I just like those color schemes a little bit better. That's all. That's all I'm saying, man.
I'd like to be sitting next to you at some games next year in the good seats.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. So there you go. Vancouver jerseys, Vancouver throwbacks are apparently coming.
According to Fast Break Breakfast.
Yeah. Well, they're incredible. Why wouldn't they be? We have to give them the benefit of the doubt, right?
This is what they do, uniform stuff. You've seen some other news.
I don't know. But I mean, this seems to. I mean, I think Ja retweeted it, you know?
That gives it more credibility.
It definitely does. I mean, certainly the Grizzlies wouldn't just be letting Ja retweet any old thing out there.
This seems as thin as one of your promises.
Yep. So anyway, there you go. New uniforms coming to the Memphis Grizzlies. When we come back, lots to get to. There is a new movie out in theaters, Jason.
Oh, I know what it is. My wife's been talking about it. I think I know what you're talking about.
But it's also an old movie.
I'm dead on.
Yep. So
you see Harbaugh?
We will discuss that. I did not see Harbaugh. We have that in
Call
the rundown.
Lots
to get to when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Guys know more is better. So this month, Sport Clips Haircuts is thanking our clients with the Sport Clips Instant Replay. It's double the MVP experience for the price of a single. So after your fresh cut, we double your relaxing massaging shampoo and our legendary hot steam towel. You can even turn your hot towel into a refreshing chilled towel to get the MVP on ice. Instant Replay. It's the MVP on repeat. Download the Sport Clips app and check in online today.
Tennessee, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You casually maneuver to snap a photo of the guy at the restaurant who looks just like that one celebrity from that movie, and your flash goes off. You couldn't save yourself from the embarrassment of doppelganger guy noticing your paparazzi pic.
Hey.
But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Oh.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Okay.
While your flash-happy smartphone has become your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Nice.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents in the award-winning Geico mobile app.
Ooh.
And while you're impromptu photo shoot.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.